Martin Luther King Middle School sixth grader Christopher Perry is like many young students. He contends with the realities of peer pressure and has to make decisions about his behavior. Perry says the YMCA's positive action program has helped him make better choices.
I knew I was doing something bad, but I could fix it now. Like talking in class, I make good grades, just talk too much and I act up in class. And it's stressing out your mama and yourself, and it make her think she's a bad parent, which she's not, and you could change it.
The Positive Action Project takes renewed aim at old problems. Coming to terms with perennial issues such as cutting class, fighting, and drug use requires fresh thinking in schools. The local YMCA chapter is trying to get students to think about their behavior with the help of surveys. The surveys aim to curb serious violations of school policy while building up the student at the same time. The Positive Action Program is paid for through a $92,000 grant and is geared to serve more than 3,100 students in the Monroe City school system. New YMCA Positive Action Director Jessica Hawley says bringing about positive thoughts and positive actions for students is the project's goal.
You are to fill in the bubble, never, sometimes, most of the time, all the time, and you are given scenarios like, do you do good work in school, admit mistakes when you do something wrong, try smoking cigarettes, even one puff, hit other people. So it's basically asking the kids to tell the truth to themselves. It's self-realization. The only time you can change anything is when you realize you're doing something wrong.
12-year-old Tony Frith also attends Martin Luther King Middle School. He says the survey made him think about stopping violence before it starts.
It was good, like bullying, because when they get the cracking and you say mama jokes and stuff, then they get for real and that's when they want to fight and stuff. And that's how everything go on.
Sixth and eighth grade teacher Kathy Walter says Tony's assessment is insightful.
Cracking is one of the steps that lead to bullying. They crack on each other as friends, and then suddenly somebody says the wrong thing and it can turn into bullying.
Tony Frith says the positive action surveys are good for everyone in the classroom.
Being bad in class and stuff, because I used to be a class clown, and I read the survey and I started being good and respectful to my teacher.
Teacher Kathy Walter says the surveys can be a powerful tool to help teachers.
The surveys by themselves aren't some wonderful thing that can make a change in the student. They are a tool, they are something that a teacher can use to make a difference in the lives of these students. However, if a teacher doesn't get on board, if they're not passionate about the positive action plan, about helping these students change their behaviors and the way that they think about things, they won't truly be effective.
Educators and administrators hope the program will offer widespread benefits. The surveys are administered periodically throughout the school year, and instructor Kathy Walters expects her students to participate in the next round of them in December. For KEDM, I'm John Hughes.